After a 23-9 regular season, Southern Methodist University looked ready to make its first NCAA tournament appearance since 1993. The selection committee felt differently, though, and the Mustangs did not receive a bid to the big dance. Instead, the team is competing in the NIT and will play Clemson in the semifinal on Tuesday. Hall of Famer Larry Brown, at a young 73 years of age, is the Mustangs head coach, and he joins me now. Larry, welcome to Only a Game.
Nice talking to you.
After the NCAA tournament bracket was revealed, you said, "I don't want us complaining because it would only take away from the teams that made it." Was that easier said than done for your players?
Oh, yeah. You know, it was disappointing, especially for our seniors, but maybe turned out to be a blessing because after Sunday, there's only going to be 8 teams left playing, 4 in the Final Four of the NCAA and 4 in the NIT. So you got to be pretty thankful about that.
You won an NCAA championship in 1988 with Kansas and an NBA title in 2004 with the Detroit Pistons, but you'd never won the NIT title, sort of the third jewel in your crown, perhaps. What's the atmosphere like this postseason compared to other runs that your teams have had?
Well, I've never been in the NIT. Growing up in New York like I did, the NIT was huge when I was a young boy. I want my kids to enjoy this and feel, you know, that we've gotten a second chance and this is an opportunity to help build our program.
I know you've been busy preparing for SMU's games in the NIT, but have you had a chance to follow the NCAA tournament at all? And if so, I'm curious about whether you have a favorite moment from it.
I love the NCAA tournament. You know, I felt so fortunate that I was part of that. That was one thing that was difficult about that Sunday because I wanted our players to experience what I was able to feel. I have a lot of admiration for all the teams that got in. I feel bad for Wichita State. You know, I really thought they got a bad draw. A lot of people doubted that the 32-0 record was really authentic, but I think anybody that watched them play against Kentucky can understand how special that team was.
You coached at Kansas until 1988 and then spent more than 2 decades in the NBA before rejoining the college ranks with Southern Methodist in 2012. Besides the shorter three-point line, what kind of readjustments did you have to make?
Oh, my God. It's like a different sport. In the NBA, it's all basketball. You know, you don't have to worry about recruiting or speaking engagements or kids going to class or summer jobs. So it's a whole different dynamic, but I love being in a college environment. I don't enjoy the recruiting one bit, but I love the fact that I get to work with young coaches and young players on a daily basis.
Analytics have become bigger and bigger in basketball in recent years. Has that trend changed your coaching?
Hell no. I'm the worst. I think that's a crock of baloney in my mind. Any coach that really cares about the game and wants to be great, realizes whether a guy can make a three-point shot or he's a bad free throw shooter or goes left or goes right. But analytics aren't helping the game one bit in my mind. You either can play or you can't play.
As somebody who spent time coaching in both the college and pro ranks, how do you feel about the push to pay college athletes?
My biggest concern is I think all these kids that go to college and are on scholarship that maybe come from families that are a little disadvantaged, they ought to be able to live like a normal student. If we have to give them a stipend where they can live, like my son is a freshman at SMU, if they could all live like my son, you know, and not worry about where he's going to get a meal or if he wants to go to the movie or buy a shirt or something like that, that I can provide that for him, I think that's the way it should be.
Hall of Famer Larry Brown is the head coach at Southern Methodist University. Larry, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thanks so much.